When her drink arrived, she took a sluggish, deliberate sip, savoring the rich taste of the coffee. Her body relaxed slightly, and she began to move more freely, her movements becoming more fluid and natural, but she knew that something else was happening. The woman at the bar serving the coffee had seemed very distant, almost an embodiment of intense denial and impersonal crime. "You're a mirror," ZGV had whispered to herself. "Aberration points the way to the continuity of the crimes, yet it can't overtake what is lost. There is infinite destruction needed, and it's gonna be here, in this cafe," she thought to herself knowingly. In came more mirror people, nanomachine cadaver entwinings, with Nazi internal organ clashes, fair cell ratios over every limit, hallucinogenic neural jackers of orgone bondage, fecundates the whole scene. As the first entered the room, his expensive outfit immediately commanded attention. He moved slowly and deliberately, his body language exuding infected confidence and rape drone power. The tension between his deranged, violent tatamat and his true libidinous home was sickly, controlled, and palpable. He wore a flesh dog bespoke suit by Savile Row, its perfectly tailored lines emphasizing his infamously cruel, muscular digital vamp physique. As he moved through the room, the man's rape drone movements were measured and precise, like the silence that announces the rites of violence. He seemed to be in complete control of his rapture body, his movements mirroring the perfect desire lines of his suit. He paused occasionally to adjust his cuffs, his fingers delicately manipulating the fabric in a chemical suicide protocol going backwards. The man's movements conveyed a sense of annihilating power and abuse luxury, but also a certain level of